Hello, everyone. Today I was going to be talking about being lucky in love after a wonderful Valentine's Day experience with family and friends and my husband. But I'll share about that when I get back from break. The timing just doesn't feel right. Usually, I don't like to talk about politics right after tragedies out of respect for the grieving families, but today was an exception. I had written on Facebook, when are we as Americans going to value people over money and political posturing? If the issue truly is mental illness and not gun access, then why was a bill quietly signed into law last February, rolling back regulations that made it harder for people with mental illnesses to purchase a gun? Now, I'm not so Pollyanna-ish to believe that we can unite on everything politically, but reasonable gun control laws, which keep more people of all political parties alive, should not be a stretch of the imagination. I am now stepping down from my soapbox, praying for those poor families who will be burying their loved ones and being grateful for the people whom I love. We all know it, but tragedies just amplify the fact that tomorrow is not promised. So, rather than talking about being lucky in love, I'm going to reread the answers that terminally ill kids gave to a doctor when he asked them what brought joy and meaning to their lives. During my first reading of his Twitter thread, I thought a couple of things. Number one, too bad that my husband Reggie is allergic to pets. And number two, we need more ice cream in our lives. So, in case you haven't seen or read it yet, this is Alistair McAlpine's Twitter feed back on February 1st. I'll get through as much of it as I can. But the point, in case I don't get to the end, is to be sure to enjoy and love your kids and everyone else who you love as much as possible, because tomorrow is definitely not promised for any of us, whether we have a terminal illness or not. Okay, so Alistair, he said, for an assignment, I asked some of my terminal pediatric palliative care patients what they had enjoyed in life and what gave it meaning. Kids can be so wise, you know. Here are some of the responses. First, none said they'd wish they'd watched more TV. None said they should have spent more time on Facebook. None said they enjoyed fighting with others. None enjoyed hospitals. Many enjoyed their pets. I love Rufus. His funny bark makes me laugh. I love when Jenny snuggles up to me at night and purrs. I was happiest riding Jake on the beach. Many mentioned their parents, often expressing worry or concern. Hope mom will be okay. She seems sad. Dad mustn't worry. He'll see me again soon. God will take care of my mom and dad when I'm gone. All of them loved ice cream. All of them loved books or being told stories, especially by their parents. Harry Potter made me feel brave. I love stories in space. I want to be a great detective like Sherlock Holmes when I'm better. Folks, read to your kids. They love it. Many wish they had spent less time worrying about what others thought of them and valued people who treated them normally. My real friends didn't care when my hair fell out. Jane came to visit after the surgery and didn't even notice the scar. Many of them loved swimming and the beach. I made big sand castles. Being in the sea with the waves was so exciting, my eyes didn't even hurt. Almost all of them value kindness above most other virtues. My granny is so kind to me. She always makes me smile. Johnny gave me half his sandwich when I didn't eat mine. That was nice. I like it when that kind nurse is here. She's gentle and it hurts less. Almost all of them love people who made them laugh. That magician is so silly. His pants fell down and I couldn't stop laughing. My daddy pulls funny faces, which I just love. The boy in the next bed farted. Ha 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 ha. Laughter relieves pain. There are a few more in this thread, so you can read it on my post today.